Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Because of the Lord. draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where
that no more. See, people, if you realize that you made some mistakes and the blood has washed away, someone ought to give God a shout.
Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. Come on in, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. That number to call is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Listen, we have none other with us out than our brother, our friend, none other than Minister Michael Knox will be with us on this morning. He'll be here shortly. But you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go another further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer, and then we'll share our scripture of the day. I'm hoping you guys have been following along with some of those great scriptures that we have been sharing. And we're hoping that those scriptures are helping you throughout your day, throughout your week, because we look for those scriptures to make sure that those scriptures that we provide for you and give to you is an encouragement and a strength to you. Amen? Amen. So let us go ahead and go into effectual, fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity and this time, God, to come before you in the presence of these your people that under the sound, Father, of your great voice on today. God, we pray, God, that as you speak into this broadcast, God, that you would speak life and speak life more abundantly. God, we thank you right now for touching the man of God that will be bringing the word on today. God, we thank you for fleecing his mouth, God, with the right words to say, God. God, we thank you for the meditation of his heart, God, to prepare the message, God, that you have placed, God, into his care to share with these, your people. God, we thank you right now, God, for the vessel that you have placed before us, oh God, and we pray, Father God, that you will pour even the more into him on this morning. God, that he speaks and break the bread of life on today. God, that you will bring forth a mighty word on today. So, Father, we thank you in advance, God, for those that are under the sound of our voices, God. Tenderize their hearts, tenderize their minds, God, to allow the word to penetrate, God, even further into their spirit, even further into their minds, even further into their hearts. Let them know, God, that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. Let your purpose now, Father God, be made manifest not only in them, Lord God, God, but let your word be made power and grace and wisdom, God, right now in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Our scripture reading on this morning, and I'm just so excited about this part, about this passage of scripture. Our scripture reading this morning will come from the book of Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 11, and it says this to us, so shall my word that go forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall preserve in the thing where I have sent. That ought to make you shout right there. That ought to be your shout word, the position right there. You need to change your position right there from pity to praise. Because watch this here. If he said it, God help me right through here. If he not smooth it, shall he not make it good? If he said it, it shall come to pass. Only thing you got to learn how to do is go ahead on and lift your God, Lord, lift your hands in that thing and let God be the God of abundance. Let God be the God of strength. Let him be the God of healing. Let him be the God of power. Let him be the hard God of grace. Let him be the God of wisdom. Let him be the God of power. We got a preacher coming this morning, but I just feel the shift in this place. God will do what he said he's going to do. He is an elite God. He is not just an amazing God. He is the only God. Buddha couldn't do it. Allah couldn't do it. Muhammad couldn't do it. Hare Krishna couldn't do it. But there's one name. God, help me right through here. And it's at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall, God, help me right through here. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So what you're trying to tell me, preacher, anything that got a name got to bow. Come here. Cancer, you got to bow. God, help me right through here. Depression, you got to bow. Financial issues, you got to bow. If it got a name, God help me. If it got a name, it got a tongue. It got the bow. Every shango bambandedi obosa. I wasn't even supposed to go this way, but you got the bow. It all makes sense now, God. It's got the bow. It got the tongue, but it got the bow too. Thank you, Lord. Watch. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think when you learn how to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. As always, guys, we want to make sure that we share those mighty countries that are listening in. We want to say thank you for your diligence. We want to thank you for your steadfastness. We want to thank you for your continued support. Let me share this real quick. There are some of these wonderful people that are listening in to us right now overseas in these other countries. In some of these rural countries, they still have traditions and laws in place that if you worship any other god besides the god of that region, come here, let me help you. It's considered as an act of treason. It's an act of treason against that country. So what they'll do is they'll take whatever family it is, not the individual, but the family. And they will drag them into the street and make examples out of them. Some of them are executed in front of the town. Then there are some that they are drug out of their homes, and the daughters and the wives are sold into slavery. The sons are sold into slavery. The husbands are made to work in work camps because they want to make an example out of the ones who are worshiping God, the true and only God. So this is why I need you on today to turn your prayers toward these countries. If you have a moment, just go back and listen to the replay of what we're going to, the countries that we're going to read. If you got time, just jot them down. And when your prayer time, lay your hands on and pray for these countries. Pray that God continue to be the God of increase, be the God of protection, the God of power. There are missionaries, there are apostles, there are pastors that are in that country. Watch this here. That's doing the work of the Lord. And some of them, God help me right through here, some of them are being taken and they're being executed because they want to make an example telling them if you come across these waters and you try to preach anything except for what we preach here, you're going to be made an example out of too. So take out the time today to lift these countries up and to pray, intercede for them. Call on the name of the Lord for them. Pray for the families. Pray for those that are in those places of bondage. Watch this here. If they get caught with a scripture, not a Bible, a scripture, their better lives are at stake. So this is the reason why we need a hedge of protection around them. Pray for the God of peace and the God of power to cover and hover their lives. Amen. Amen. Gracious and Father, eternal Father, we thank you for these countries, and we thank you for your unmerited favor that is continually with them, Father God, in Jesus' name. We have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, Israel, Ireland, India, Portugal, the Netherlands, and we have Italy. And we want to say thank God for each and every last one of you, and know that our prayers are with you. Amen? Amen. We are just excited. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. And after we take that commercial break, I promise you we'll be back, and the man of God will be on the air with us to share with us on this morning. And please call a friend, tell a neighbor to come in and join in with us. And that number is 563-999-3628. You want to press 1. And when you press the 1 button, what that's going to do, if you want prayer or if you just want to speak with the guest and the host, you can do so. And we will be glad to allow you that time to come on and to share. So listen, we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you.
Down, bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see, and God, please fix me. Let us see you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
There's power in your name. Nobody like you, Lord.
me your face.
Yeah, yeah.
Come fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. Listen, I would not hold the man of God any longer. I would not hold the man of God any longer. He is here. He is with us on this morning. Those of you who have not had an opportunity to hear this powerful man of God, I promise you, it will not. This message will not disappoint. This man of God will not disappoint. I believe that the Lord has placed the word in his mouth to share with the people on this morning. So please, get yourself geared up. Get yourself. You sit back. Get your cup of coffee, a cup of tea, a glass of water, whatever you need to get your day started on this morning. But please make sure that you get a pen and a piece of paper, because I'm telling you there is a word from the Lord on this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and relinquish my stand. I'm going to present to some and introduce to others none other than our brother, our friend here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Minister Michael Knox. Man of God, you have the floor.
Well, good morning, saints of God. To our apostle, thank you so much, sir, for this privilege of sharing with these young people that you have responsibility over. It is the day the Lord has made, and we shall certainly rejoice and be glad therein. I won't prolong our time. The hour is far spent. I want to jump straight to Ezekiel chapter 37. We'll read the first three verses, and then we'll unpack what all is said. Ezekiel chapter 37 in the Christian Standard Bible says this: "The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by his spirit and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were a great many of them on the surface of the valley, and they were very dry. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' I replied, 'Lord God, only you know.'" I want to ask the question for just a few moments. Is it too late now? Is it too late now? The concept of time is one that's been developed throughout the annals of human history. It's the mere mention of history pulls us to consider events that have been timed as past. Time is an interesting phenomenon. Time causes us to mark our lives with others' expectations. There are situations in which time measurement is good. When you track the growth of a soon-to-be-born baby, we do so with time. When concerns arise as to whether this baby will arrive on time without serious cognitive delay, we do so with time. There are situations when time measurement just doesn't work. You're counting career gains and pitches against where others are and or have been, but it just ain't your time yet. You're believing that your ministry efforts have been stagnated, delayed, with no clear vision of when goals can be achieved. The truth of the matter is that it just isn't your time yet. I like the way the old church would put it. They say, "You can't hurry God, you just have to wait. Trust and give him time, no matter how long it takes. He's a God you can't hurry. You don't have to worry. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time." Here's all I've been trying to say. God changes situations even when it appears to be too late. Ezekiel chapter 37 is a favorite passage for revival preachers. We love to look at God bringing life where there seems to be no life, where it seems to be nothing but darkness and death and decay. We bless God that he is a God who puts life back into the lifeless. Ezekiel is a prophet and a priest who's been in vocational ministry since his teenage years and serves more than 20 years. By all calculations of time, he would be one of the youngest pastors in the history of the church to retire, being only 53 when his service is done. He's the son of Buri, meaning he's one of those more than 10,000 Israelites who saw the destruction of Jerusalem and of the temple before being sent into Babylonian exile under Nebuchadnezzar. And this prophetic writing is autobiographical. It's filled with intricate and striking imagery. Ezekiel, like other prophets, finds himself in a valley. valleys often carry the image of desolation and decay. The only time the valley seems to have light and life is when Solomon writes his lover saying she is the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. Ezekiel would draw opposition from grandmama and them, for he asked God why. His writing is filled with the whys of life. Why does God allow the holy city and the temple to be destroyed? Why does God send his people into exile and captivity? Why does there seem to be no future for Israel? Why this and why that? The answer is best summarized. God allows all of that to happen as punishment for sin and a sign of his grace in allowing restoration. And when we arrive to Ezekiel chapter 37, the prophet is faced with what seems to be far beyond redeemable. But there's a rally in the valley. God fulfills his promises and reanimates what seems to be dead. When it seems to be too late, God provides a revelation. That's the first beginning of chapter 37, verses 1 through 3. He has a divine revelation. God's hand is on him. It's this image of God in his power picking this prophet up and placing him in the valley intentionally. Some suggest it's not a physical location, just a spiritual revelation. The semantics don't matter, but it's important to know that when all seems hopeless and dry, we have a God who has his hand on us. And that's reason enough to shout there, for God has his hand. There's no place we can go that God does not hold us. His divine revelation reveals death is in the valley. Text says the valley is full of bones. This is likely the end result of some military battle where the bodies of the deceased were left, for graveyards are an interesting place. Not alone for the series of headstones and grave plots that line the way, but for the families of deceased who are gathered around. There are two types of people in the graveyard, those who suffer from hopelessness. They can't see beyond the reality of death. They can't see that death is not the end of life. For when one dies, they simply slip out of the back door of time into the front door of eternity. On the other side, there are people who believe in life beyond the grave. They believe that they'll gather around Jesus' feet and see their loved ones again. There is a divine revelation of death and of devastation. The Bible says that these bones are very dry. The New Living Translation says they're completely dried out. They've been bleached from exposure to the sun for a prolonged period of time. They're beyond resuscitation. Medical researchers hypothesize it takes between 50 and 80 years after you've died for your body to be reduced to bone. After 80 years, all that is left is dust. So God, in his providence, sends his prophet to the graveyard to experience this reality of devastation. And here, God dares ask him the question, is it too late now? Can these bones live? Are they too far gone? Are they beyond redemption? Ezekiel answers God and teaches us to qualify the sovereignty of our God while quantifying our suffering. He's in a valley. The valley's full of bones. The bones have been here for a long time. The bones are dry. God asks him, can these bones live? And Ezekiel says, Lord God, only you know. It's sovereignty. A.W. Pink says that sovereignty is God's right to govern the universe, which he's made for his own glory, just as he pleases. He's under no rule or law outside of his own will and nature. God is a law unto himself, and he is under no obligation to give an account of his matters to anyone. Better yet, God does what he wants, when he wants, with who he wants, how he wants to do it. He doesn't ask your permission, and he doesn't seek your rebuke. He just does what he wants to do. And herein lies the issue of our time. All too often, we find ourselves in a problem and in a place, and instead of handing it to God, we say it's too late. And I'm a living witness that when you place the issue into the hands of a sovereign God, it's never too late for him to act. I said at the opening of this little sermon, and I said again here, he's an on-time God. When it seems too late, God provides a revelation, and he passes down a responsibility. That's between verses 4 and 10. It's the bulk of everything that I want to say. When it seems hopeless around you, be listening to the voice of God. The Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God told him to prophesy, and he says what God says. Everybody wants to be a prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, but nobody wants to be a prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Dante Stewart says to prophesy is not just to be predictive of the future, but to call out life in things that died in the past to live in the present. He's not just going around talking to lazy folks. He's looking at death and is speaking life into death. I hear the Bible say that the power of life and death are in the tongue. So here's my question. What are you speaking life into? There's a responsibility to prophesy, and there's a responsibility to hear what God is saying. This is called prayer. Prayer, as an old deacon would say, makes me strong when I'm weak and keeps me all the journey through. I just wish that there was somebody praying with us, because in order to preach, you have to pray. And God deliver us from people who want to be preachers and have a public platform, but no private prayer life. Deliver us from folks who want to be the oracle of God, but don't want to listen to the voice of God. People encounter too much hell in this life to have somebody speaking vain ideologies. We don't need more politics from the pulpit. We need more Bible in the church. We don't need more fundraisers in church. We need more praying preachers in church. I feel like my pastor. I wish I had a praying church. When all seems too late, God provides a revelation. He purposes a responsibility. And third and finally, God produces a reward. God tells him to prophesy, and he just says exactly what God says. There's a reward for your faithfulness. Keep doing what God called you to be. Keep serving where God placed you. Keep preaching what God gave you. There is a reward. The hymn writer said, when your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright your home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Text shows in verse 10 what happens when Ezekiel is faith. Bible says, so I prophesied as he commanded me, then breath entered them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army. Before Ezekiel could preach, he had to pray. Before he could see, he had to seek. Don't get so caught up in trying to see past your present that you forget to pray. We shout over the reanimation of these bones, but fail to see the prayer of the prophet. And Lord, deliver us from folks who want to see our ministry, but never want to see our prayer. That old deacon I told you used to say, prayer makes me strong when I'm weak, but there's another movement to that hymn. They say, I'll just keep praying until Jesus comes to take his servant home. And that's the shout here. If I do nothing great, it's all because, if I do anything great, it's because I prayed. But if you never see me reach the stars, just know I prayed. It's a sad commentary to see the physical reaction of God's miracle, but never see the spiritual animation that takes place. God puts breath into these bones, and these bones come alive. That's what we need God to do in us. We need God's breath in us. I'm closing when I tell you, breathe on me, breath of God, and fill me with life anew. That I may love what you love and do what you would do. Breathe on us, breath of God, until our heart is pure. Our will is one with yours to do and to endure. So breathe on us, breath of God, so shall we never die, but live with you the perfect life for all eternity. If you see anything happen in this life, it's not too late as long as God's breath is in it.
Amen, amen, and amen. Doc, that's one of my favorite passage of scripture that you read from Ezekiel. A lot of people don't realize that when you really look at that, it wasn't just a one little spot. The entire valley was filled with bones from a war that went on some years ago. So among bones, not only was among the bones some of the warriors that was fighting to protect but that was the fighters. So that was some bones of warriors that was fighting against. Now watch this. God will make that valley situation turn for your good, because he'll make the one that was fighting against you be the one that helped you fight on. Come on, Doc. Boy, you helped us today, Doc. You helped me. You helped me today. You helped me today. I promise you helped me today. If you ain't helped nobody in this, listening under the sound of your voice today, you helped me, Doc. Man, that was a mighty word. Listen, we are just so grateful. We're just so honored to have you with us on this morning. We're going to go ahead on. We're going to pray for you, man. And once we pray for you, Doc, we're going to go ahead on, and we want you to tell the people how to get in contact with you, how to, if they need you to come and minister, if they want you to come and be a part of their revival, if we just want you to come and to encourage the people, man, listen. Let us pray, and then we'll give you that opportunity to share how to get in contact with you. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this weapon of warfare that you have set among us on today. Father, our prayer is that, God, that he has poured out, God, to use your people. God, we pray that you will pour that very thing back into him. God, fill him to capacity, Lord God. Fill him to the point, to God, where, God, that everything that's in him, God, when he pours, God, you'll continue to feel your presence and your hand on his life. God, we thank you for guiding him throughout all the trials and tribulations of life, God. God, continue to watch over him, God. God, keep him in perfect peace, God, that his mind stayed on you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for those that are under the sound of his voice, God. God, that you have spared, allowed him to speak life and the life more abundantly in the mighty and rich and in powerful name of Jesus, we pray. And we say amen. Amen and amen. Man of God, tell the people how they can get in contact with you, Doc.
To reach me, the best way to get in contact with me is through my website, which is linktree.com/MAK Ministries. That is linktr.ee/MAK Ministries.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, we're going to go ahead on, and we're going to go to a quick commercial break. You guys are listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And again, guys, again, remember, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And let them know that we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen them through the Word of God, and that there is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. So we're going to go ahead on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Minister Knox, don't hang up on me, Doc. Let us go into this commercial break.
K-Classic. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it was time. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Anybody tell you
make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, 'cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time, I know, I know, I know.
Amen, 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 amen. Listen, listen. Our scripture reading this morning took us to a place that I think is noteworthy for us to go back and look at for a moment. We're not going to be in that very long, but we just want to touch base on it. And it simply says this to us. It's from Isaiah. The 11th chapter, and it simply says that, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall preserve in the thing which to I set. It will preserve. Sometimes we get frustrated because we don't comprehend the when, the where, and the why. I'm going to say that again because that helps somebody. We get frustrated in the thing that we're in because we don't know the when, the where, or the why. A lot of times because we're in it, the frustration intensifies because we look at not the problem solver, but we look at the problem. That preach right there, that'll preach. We look at the problem, but we never look at the problem solver. God is not only just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly of all we could ask or think, but we have to learn how to trust God in the midst of what's this here, what looked like an uncompromising storm. But can I give you something that will help you? The storm that God has placed you in, he gave you that storm because he's trying to get you to get somewhere. Come in, sit a little closer to the fire, get a little bit closer in and listen real close. That storm that you're in literally is designed to push you somewhere. God help me right through here. It's designed to push you in the direction that you need to go in, but you have to learn how to trust him in the storm. Watch what storms do. Storms literally get you to the place where you need to be, one. And number two, the storm eliminates folks that are not supposed to be with you in the beginning. When God makes your life rocky, he's trying to eliminate some people off your life. I just blessed about 75-85% of y'all that's listening. God sends storms to shake some folk off of you. God sends, God help me right through here, God sends storms in your life to show you that even in the midst of your worst condition, he is still in the fixing business. He still can recondition your condition with the conditions that you're in. I'm going to help you again. He's designed, he's orchestrated this thing that's in your life to recondition the thing that you're in so he can condition where you are, so he can show you that even in the midst of this, I am still God, and I am still God all by myself. I can work this thing out. You just got to trust me. The Bible said it like this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and not only will he direct your path, but he will put you on the right path. Come here. He's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. He's a preserver of those who diligently seek him. You just got to look toward the hills which come at your help, and your help comes from the Lord. Now, your biggest issue in this thing, can I help you? Let me bless you to your blessed face, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Your biggest issue in this thing that you're in, come here, let's get a little closer to the fire, is because you're trusting in everybody else, and you're not trusting in God. You're leaning on everybody else, but you're not leaning on God. You're putting your trust in people who, watch this here, who's fickle, who don't have a God to serve themselves. You're putting your trust in people who don't know who God really is. You're putting your trust in people who don't have the same mindset that you got. You're putting yourself in danger. You're putting yourself in danger, Will Robinson. Will Robinson, you're in danger because you're connecting with people who do not have the same mentality and mindset that you have. So now, not only are you in a raggedy place, come here, let me help you. Not only are you in a raggedy place, but you're in a dangerous place. What's this dangerous place? You're in a place to where you're trusting in someone that, number one, that possibly in a real good sense of the matter of, that they don't even know who God is themselves. God, you're following after folk who don't come shando rike tandidiyamosakai kandidiyamoshe. Excuse me, that was stuck. I had to get that out. You are trusting and depending on people who literally do not have a prayer life, who literally do not read their word, who literally will not fast and turn their plate over. You're following after people who do not have a God to serve or a God to glorify. Watch this. How do you know? Because they faint at the sign of every problem. Not just the first sign of problem, but they faint at every problem because they don't know how to trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not to thine own understanding. They go to the bottle instead of going to the Bible. Come here. They go to the club instead of go to their knees. They come here. They go to places that, watch this hill, that will add and agitate the situation instead of allowing God to work out the situation. So here is a preserver. He will preserve you. Come here. He'll preserve you in the thing. Watch this here. Watch what I'm learning. Watch what I'm learning. I'm learning that not only God will preserve you in the thing, but God, the Lord will give you peace in the thing. Peace that surpasses all understanding shall guide your heart and your will guard your heart and your mind. It is a preserver. It preserves you in peace. Watch the text. It says that his word shall not go out void. Then he piggybacks and said, he says, the word that he has spoken, there are some things that God has promised you that you not only have to hold on to, but you have to trust him through. I'm going to say that again. Not only do you have to hold on to, but you have to trust him through. My tears, my dear, that I am experiencing right now are not tears that I cry out of frustration, anger, or being left for dead or left for naught. My tears that I cry is because I'm in the place where I'm being processed, and I have to release the thing that I'm in so God can work on me. I'm just trying to help somebody. The tears is that you're crying, the frustrated place that you're in, the heartache, the pain, the frustration, and the anger that you're dealing in now is not because of anything you've done. It's not because of anywhere you've been. It's simply because God is just working some things out for you. He's preserving you in it. Have you ever noticed that while you're going through the storm, this rent's still getting paid? It may not be getting paid on time, but it's getting paid. Your car note, you're still driving your car. It may not be paid on time, but it's getting paid. You may not have steak in the refrigerator, but you got some beanie weenie. Come here, let me help you. You got some rice and gravy and some cornbread. Mm. You got some beans and rice. This is where maturity comes in. Come here, let me help you. This is where maturity comes in. Oh God, help me right through here. This is where spiritual maturity comes in. You learn how to thank God for the small things. If you learn how to thank Him in the small places, watch the text now. He'll preserve you. If you learn how to thank Him in the small places, watch the text. He will preserve you. If you learn how to lean on Him, watch the text. The text says He will preserve you. If you learn how to look at Him and Him only, watch the text. He says He is a preserver. If you learn how to come just a little bit closer to the fire, if you learn how to put your trust in Him, He'll preserve you. He'll preserve your mind. You say that, watch what He says about the mind. He said, I will keep you in perfect peace, those whose mind is stayed on me. The issue that we deal with is our double-mindedness in this thing. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his... A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. My question to you is, where's your mind? And bring your mind in. Bring your mind in. Come here, let me help you. Let me work on your mind. Let me work on your mind. Let me work on your mind. If you get your mind in a good place, if Jesus Christ, you preaching like you know what you're talking about, Doc. Listen, if you get your mind in the right place, if you get your mind in the right mindset, if you learn how to trust Him in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the rain, He will do for you. Come just a little bit closer to the fire. He'll do for you what He's done for you in the past. He will blow your mind. But you just got to learn how to trust Him in this. Storms will come. Rain will come. Frustrated places will come. Downtrodden places will come. But watch what He'll do. He'll see you and fix you all at the same time. That's just the type of God that we serve. That's just the type of God that we serve. Not only is He able, but He's well able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. For the Lord is good, and He is mighty. He is a preserver. He will preserve you anything. When all hell is breaking loose from every hand, He is a preserver. When the world is going crazy around you, He is a preserver. He'll watch out for you. He'll look after you. Oh my God. He'll look after you. He'll look after you. He'll look after you. He'll look after you. Did I tell you He'll look after you? He'll look after you. He'll put you in a safe place. He'll put you in a good place. He'll put you in His hand, and He'll put His hands on you because He loves you just that much. Amen. Amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connect.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
We tend to forget.
Just know he has his hand. Just know he has his hand on you.
Amen. He has his hands on you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in on this morning. We were thoroughly blessed by the man of God. Fantastic word that he shared with us from the book of Ezekiel. Man, I'm just telling you, I'm just excited about 2023. This is our last month broadcast. It's our last month of broadcasting. For the month, we have some fantastic guests that will be coming on in the new year. And listen, guys, continue to partner up and listen to us and share the broadcasting, share the Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcasting. Make sure that you guys put this broadcast out to your friends, to your family, and let them know that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on and that we guys are listening in and partnering up with us to be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, those of you all who would like to share in a monetary gift on today, please go to your Cash App, your Zelle, or even maybe to your PayPal, and you can do so by sharing a gift, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, to share with the continual broadcasting of this broadcast. Listen, this takes money to do. This takes money to do. So we don't beg here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, but we ask that whatever the Lord lays on your heart to share, please do that what the Lord has charged you to do to share on this morning. You could do so by going to your Zelle, your Cash App, and that dollar that Cash App for the Worldwide Gospel Connection is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. $WGC2020. The PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. And the Zelle is 832-816-7997. Again, that's 832-816-7997. You could do that and go and share with those monetary gifts, whatever the Lord again lays on your heart. Now, also remember that this portion, the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts, Bath Bombs, and Body Scrubs. Those of you all that are looking for a last-minute stocking stuffer, you can get in contact with Pastor Kashima Douglas, Apostle Elect Kashima Douglas. You can get in contact with her. That number is 832-816-7933. I'm sorry, 832-7997. It's 7997. You can get in contact with her that way to get connected with her about those bath bombs. I'm telling you guys, some fantastic scents for the women. For brothers, she has some scents for the brothers as well. So make sure that you get your hands on some of these last-minute stocking stuffers. Those of you all that have ran out of ideas, you want to do something different this year, you want to do something fresh this year, get in contact with her and allow her to bless your life with these body scrubs. I'm telling you, if those of you all who have not tried them, that's under the sign of my voice, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. Get yourself some of these bath bombs. I'm sorry, some of these body scrubs, and I promise you, it will transform everything about you because it is a bath experience. I'm just gonna put it like that. It is a bath experience. It's a cowgirl take me away moment experience. And when you finish, your skin feels so soft.
Those of you all that are dealing with eczema, we have had some testimonials about the ones who have dealing with eczema as a as an exfoliator and as a skin softener. I'm telling you, this is not something that we were attempting to do, but God just made it that way. And so we're just excited about how God has taken her product and transformed it into something that is a help to those who are dealing with eczema skin. So we just want you guys to get your hands on it and use this product. I promise you. Listen to me real good. I promise you, when she uses it, it will change everything about you. And then you'll be walking around with that smell good on. I'm telling you, man, it's almost like it's a natural aphrodisiac with the smells that's connected to it. Man, I'm telling you, it works well with our bodies. And I've used it, my container is empty. My container is empty. I need some more. I need a re-up. I need a refill. See, I'm just saying, that's just how good this product is. You guys, use this product. I promise you, you will never, ever be the same. It is a fantastic product. You will leave the shower feeling so much better. So, again, you can get in contact with her. You can get in contact with her through that number, 832-816-7997. Contact her, call her, and let her know that you guys are interested in getting those products sent out to you. Amen. We will be more than happy to send those products out to you. Those of you all that are listening across this country, we would even mail those products to you. Just let us know let her know where you guys want it to be shipped to. Of course, there's shipping and handling that will be involved in it as well. So to send it over to you guys. But please make sure that you contact her to get that product. Also, those of you all, I promise you that this will bless your life. She has a 31-day journal. This will bless your life. Those of you all that are looking for a transition, you're looking for a shift, you're looking for a change in your prayer life, in your ministry, in your mindset of how to deal with the everyday things of life. Watch this here. Get her book. You can find it on Amazon. And it's called Swag, Strength with Almighty God by Pastor Kashina Douglas. Again, that's Swag, Strength with Almighty God. And it's by Pastor Kashina Douglas. Get your hands on that. Get your hands on it. I promise you, once you get your hands on it, it will bless your ministry. It will bless your life. It will bless your personal life. This is a fantastic book. She just finished the book up. I promise you guys, your life will be changed by reading that book, by putting that book in your hand. It's a 31-day journal. And it opens your mind to who God really is. It opens your mind to your relationship with God and your relationship with people. It is so fantastic. You got to get your hands on it. Strength with Almighty God. Swag, Strength with Almighty God. And I promise you, you will be blessed. You will be thoroughly blessed. Again, you can go to Amazon and get those books sent out to you. You'll be glad you did it. I promise you. So you have two gifts you can give. You can give the book and you can give the body scrub. Those will be fantastic stocking stuffers, last minute stocking stuffers for you guys. So again, thank you guys so much for your participation, your seed, those of you all who have sown. We want to say thank you for your sowing. We want to say thank you for everything that you guys do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're in the last couple of weeks of the year. And I want to share this with you, and we're going to go ahead and end the podcast, that God is still able to do what he said he's going to do. We're literally on the cusp of walking into 2023. We're on the cusp of walking into 2023. And I want to share this with you. God is able to do just what he said he's going to do. He's not, he will never leave you, and he'll never forsake you. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. He will. That thing he spoke, he shall make it good. If he has not said it, it shall come to pass. Just stand on what he said. That thing he said shall come to pass. I know it don't look like it right now. We on the we balancing beaming to try to get to that place that we need to be at. But watch this here. Hold on. Don't give up. Don't faint in the fight. God is still working for your good. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in and joining in and listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We look forward to you guys joining us on this coming Thursday. We have a fantastic woman of God that's going to be coming on Thursday. Thursday is Apostle Elect's broadcast for Women's Day Thursday. You guys connect with us on that as well. And watch how God moves. Watch how God moves. Watch how God moves on that Thursday. It is going to blow your mind. We are just so excited about the word that's going to be shared on Thursday. So you guys tune in right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember to share that number. Share that number with a friend. Share that number with a loved one. This may be the word that they need to hear. They're going through the tunnel of life. They're going through those trials of life. This word may be the very word that keeps them from throwing it all away, from losing their mind, from saying, I quit. I don't want to do this no more. Tune in with us. I promise you'll be glad you did. Thank you for listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we look forward to you guys joining us again. We love you. We appreciate you. And watch this here. It ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. You guys have a great day.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to you. See that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take your place. Now when I'm gonna feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find my way. Bring me back to you. Everybody say it tonight. Nah, nah, nah. Oh, oh, oh. Said I seen you working on the no. And I want you to work in me. Said I've seen you heal the sick through others. And I want you to work in me. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say, I'm your friend.
because I see
you were.
Said I've seen you working others. And the Bible says that we are to be provoked to jealousy in a good thing. But I want you to know that the anointing of God is not relegated but to one name, and that is Jesus. I've seen some things. I've seen some anointed people. I've seen men and women pray to the power of God move. So happy to have my mother here, the international mother. That's it. Yeah. Mother Winans. And I saw my brother David, my eldest brother David, had been living for about 3 days with a ruptured appendix. The poison was all through his body. They weren't expecting him to live, and he'd gone to the hospital. They operated one, and then they got him in, and they saw more. They had to operate again. When they finished that second operation, they came back and told them that there was another pocket of poison that they need to go in and get. And at the time, my father said, "No, I don't know why I let you operate in the first place." And he called for the elders of the church. They came in and prayed, Elder Stacks and Elder Weatherspoon. And they said, "Lord, for his grandfather's sake, heal him." And the doctors came back and said, "We don't know where it went, but the poison is gone. David is alive today. Because I've seen you work, and I want you to work in me." Everybody that wants God to do something through them, just say that one time. Say, "I've seen you work, and I want you to work." Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Second Chronicles, the 5th chapter. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. I wish I had a voice tonight. I was hollering the other day. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yield it and still. Second Chronicles, and Mother Boyd was here. She might say it like this. Y'all ready? Y'all got to go with me. Use me, Lord, in your servant. Draw me nearer every day. I'll be willing, Lord, to run on all the way. If I falter, Second Chronicles 5 and 11.
Say it, I mean it. Days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here, and when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails, so I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know every valley, God, everything that you brought me through, thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.